Joe Pesci in Goodfellas.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you.
How are you, sir?
Everything is coming up roses.
Of course, you're in that mood because it is Oscar Day, and this is our annual Oscar prediction show, because nobody knows the movies like someone who never goes. So.
Yes, and I'm hopefully this year we'll have that tribute to Ethel Merman that I've been waiting for.
So first, Blue, how about some Bears and XFL news? So the draft The draft is next week. They have the 20th pick. What position do they need to pick on? What position do they need? What?
I would go with head coach.
Very good, Lou. Jim McMahon was quoted as saying the Bears are where quarterbacks go to die. Will that happen to Andy Ginger, Lou?
AGD? Chicago's answer to RGB?
Yeah. Yes. AGD.
Well, no, are you kidding me? This is going to be Cairo and Andy's town. That's going to be a drink, Cairo and Andy.
You should invent it today.
No, it's going to be Campari and Anisette. It's going to be a shot.
I think Ginger's already dead, but you know where, you know where Mitch Trubisky went, did you? Did you hear that? He's in Buffalo
now.
Mitch Trubisky is now in Buffalo.
Really?
Yes. He's a backup for the Bills. Will he play a Super Bowl?
Oh, well, that's right, because we got Nick Foles.
That's right. Foles, he is still with us.
The best backup and worst starter in NFL history.
We've got two backups on our team, Ginger and Folesy. All right.
That's all right.
XFL-CFL merger, Lou. What would you think of the Super League that would combine Canada and the XFL? That's the rumor this week.
You know, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, they would have to change.
I'm intrigued. You got the wider field. You got the open game. You throw in those extra rules. It would be pretty exciting.
And here are the potential teams for potential cities for XFL expansion: Oakland, Philly, Birmingham, San Diego, and Denver. Where do you want to see a team, Lou?
I would love to see a team in Piatone, because then we can get the airport.
The Piatone Posies. I see it right now.
The Posers.
The Posiers. Okay, Lou, let's get to that. We'll do the top five categories and a couple of
Wreck-It Ralph
wild cards.
Let's go
to actress in a supporting role. We have Maria Bakalova for Borat, Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, Olivia Colman, the father, Amanda Seyfried, Mank, and Yoo Jung Yoon for Minari. Lou?
Oh, my. It's a toss-up between Glenn Close and Yoo Jung Yoon. I am going to go with Yoo Jung Yoon.
All right, Lou. She's actually favored a bit, so.
Really? Yeah. I knew that.
Actor in a supporting role, Lou, Sacha Baron Cohen, Trial of Chicago 7, Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah, Lakeith Stanfield, Judas and the Black Messiah, Leslie Odom Jr., One Night in Miami, and Paul Rauchy, The Sound of Metal. Lou?
Well, right away, you got to eliminate the Black Messiah. A movie can't have two best actors.
That's true.
That's like that went right down to the Dickman division on that movie.
Good point.
You know, the Oscar judges are not on their game. I'm going to go with Sacha Baron Cohen.
All right. Yes, Borat. Very good. All right. Best actress, Lou, Viola Davis and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Andra Day.
Wait a minute. What did we just do? What did we do first?
We did. We've done Best Supporting Actress and Best Supporting Actor. Now we're.
I missed that.
That's
missed
all right.
Supporting.
You still got the pick in.
Okay, go ahead.
Best Actress, Viola Davis. For Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Andra Day, The United States versus Billie Holiday, Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman, Frances McDormand, Nomadland, and Carey Mulligan, Promising Young Woman. Lou?
Nomadland!
That's a good one, Frances McDormand. Best Actor, Lou, Riz Ahmed, Sound of Metal, Chadwick Boseman, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anthony Hopkins, The Father, Gary Oldman, Mank, and Steve Yeun, Minari.
Did you say Gary Coleman as the father?
Not Gary Coleman, Gary Oldman. Gary Coleman would have been good as Mank, I think. Gary Coleman as Herman Mankiewicz.
All right. Who was the other one?
We got Riz Ahmed, Chadwick Boseman, Anthony Hopkins, and Steven Yeun.
Anthony Hopkins.
All right, he goes old with Sir Tony. All right, and finally, Best Picture. The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago Seven. Before you answer, Lou, had you seen any of these movies?
Yes.
Which have you seen?
I'm not going to tell.
All right, what's going to be Best Picture, Lou?
Nomadland.
All right. Ew, that's kind of a favorite.
And that's
Lou.
Not the movie I saw.
Okay, your wild cards. Animated short, Lou. Burrow.
Wreck-It Ralph.
What?
Wreck-It Ralph.
What? Burrow, Genius Loki, If Anything Happens, I Love You, Opera, and Yes People.
Genius Loki.
Genius Loki, excellent. And finally, original song, Lou, Husavik, My Hometown from Eurovision, Fight for You from Judas and the Black Messiah, Scene from The Life Ahead, Speak Now from One Night in Miami, and finally, Hear My Voice, The Trial of the Chicago Seven. Lou, which song's going to
Hear My Voice.
Hear My Voice. And there you have it.
You know, being in podcast, I can appreciate that.
There you go. Your power rankings.
Us podcasters. Followers of the pod.
Power Woo! Rankings of the week, Lou. Power rankings of the week. Rank these films of the 1960s. Are you ready?
Of the 1960s.
Correct.
All right.
You ready?
What was that?
You ready?
Yeah.
The Odd Couple, Bonnie and Clyde,
right.
Midnight Cowboy, Mary Poppins, and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Lou, what's number five?
Wow. What was above Mary Poppins?
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, put that last.
All right. You got Odd Couple, Bonnie and Clyde, Mary Poppins, and Mad World.
I'm going to put Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is number four.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde is three.
Odd Couple.
Odd Couple, and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Currently on Turner Classics, if you want to watch it. All right, finally, in this very long podcast, question of the week, Lou. Who would win a fight between ABBA and Costello versus Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, and why?
Well, I'm going to have to go with ABBA
and Costello. Why, Lou?
Costello.
Why?
Simply... Because fucking Costello, he's a badass.
All right, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that.
He's always picking on the other guy.
Yeah, he's also...
So I got him mixed up.
He's also always a boxer in about four of those movies. Lou Costello. He's like a stumpy little boxer in like four of those pictures. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Hey, lady!
Is that your catchphrase this week?
No.
Okay.
I guess we're done. Have an outstanding week!
And go Bears! Thanks, Lou. This is the Commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's streaming service. When you want Lou to pee on you, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou streams on you!
I approve this outstanding message!